We're on the telephone today with Doug Burns, who is Vice President of Insurance with Omaha-based Farm Credit Services of America. And we're going to talk about the new Farm Bill's implications for crop insurance and decisions producers will be making. Well, Doug, first of all, you're based in Western Iowa, right?
I am. I'm in Heartland today, based in Western Iowa, so I get the opportunity to travel Western Iowa. So finally a nice sunny day, but we need some drying days.
Yeah. So as you make your comments here on crop insurance, they just apply to the region here, or are they pretty much national?
They would be pretty much national. We'll talk kind of specific to more corn and soybeans, but pretty much for all areas of corn and soybeans, and then a little bit of wheat with the upcoming September 30th sales closing deadline, which would be for any fall crops in any areas, which predominantly would be wheat, but also some forage production. So that would cover pretty much the Midwest and into Kansas and the Great Plains.
Now, the Farm Bill did create quite a few changes, so what are the key points producers need to know about the government programs?
There is. The first I would really encourage producers is, as you're maybe coming up on harvest, as you got some time and you're in the combine, is to think a little bit about what your decisions are going to be for the upcoming Farm Bill. There's a couple first-off choices in the Farm Bill when that sign-up comes that producers are going to have to choose from. And the first one is the price loss coverage, and that's known as PLC. PLC simply is a program that would make a payment to a producer when the market price is below a USDA reference price. And that's 370 corn, 840 beans, and 550 wheat. Those are the prices that have been set forth in the Farm Bill for the price loss coverage. So that would be one option. And then the second option, with the Farm Service Agency, is another acronym called ARC, or Agricultural Risk Coverage. And that's more of a county-based program, and that's, as we always say in revenue, that's yield times price. And you got a couple choices within that agricultural risk coverage, and that's either choosing it on a county basis or an individual basis. And there's a formula of taking the last 5 years and Olympic scoring and throwing out the high and the low. I don't want to get too detailed, but that's it gets on a revenue basis. And so there's some differences between those two programs and how what you think that prices may do in the next 5 years of what type of program that you may be interested in.
Farmers will have a lot to think about there on this, and I understand these do require a five-year commitment.
They do. They're a five-year commitment on the agricultural risk coverage or the PLC. So it's a five-year. You make that decision. So once you make that, you're in it for 5 years. So what we're encouraging producers is get a lot of information. You know, get a lot of information. There's a lot of great tools that are out there that you can take a look at and see, what commodity you're thinking about, which of those two programs best fit your operations of the price loss coverage or the agricultural risk coverage.
Okay, so what about crop insurance? What are the key changes to consider there?
There's another, with the Farm Bill, another program that will be available and is available for wheat now with the September 30th and will be for the spring crops. We don't have rates on spring crops, is another acronym called SCO, or the Supplemental Coverage Option. And the Supplemental Coverage Option is an add-on essentially to your revenue protection or your yield protection policy. So it's a shallow loss county-based program, and it covers the top portion of what your revenue protection or your yield protection does not. Now, that would be a product that would be serviced and administered through your crop insurance agent, through your Farm Credit Service America professional, and that is not through the Farm Service Agency. That would be through an agent. That would be a premium. That does cost a premium where the other ones are sign-ups and no administrative fees. So the key thing with the supplemental coverage option, if you choose the supplemental coverage option, you cannot get the agricultural risk coverage. So you have a choice there. So you kind of go back and forth of what one best fits your operation. So we will know more about that. That's a subsidized product as well. We'll know more about that for corn and beans when the rates come out around sometime in December of what that looks like for people that are interested in that. But that would be an add-on product to your revenue or your yield protection policy for crop insurance.
Okay, what else is new in the crop insurance programs?
Well, there are also a couple of things coming up with the Farm Bill. There's some other good points. Is if you potentially could be a beginning farmer or rancher, there's definitely been some improved availability, and if you haven't produced a crop in 5 years or up to 5 years, or livestock, you can be eligible for some additional subsidy with crop insurance. I think it's additional 10 percentage points, so that's some good news. So if you qualify for that, make sure you ask about that. So that's another good change as well. A couple other things just to think about, if you're thinking about breaking any native sod or anything like that, make sure you check with your crop insurance agent of when you do that, and if you do that, there's some penalties in the Farm Bill that could have an impact on your subsidy, and some penalties if you do that. In the future, we believe for the 2016 year, there is a tie with conservation compliance. So it doesn't mean you can't have crop insurance, and you can have crop insurance, but if you're not in compliance with the highly erodible land or the wetlands conservation, it could have an impact on your premium subsidy. And we think right now it's going to be the 2016 crop insurance year.
Okay, Doug, anything else that you'd like to add here?
Well, first off, thanks for having me on the program. I really appreciate it. I would just say a lot of things going on with the Farm Bill. Make sure you get as much information as you possibly can. We encourage people to go to our website, thecropinsurancespecialist.com. A lot of information in there about the Farm Bill. There's also some trigger charts. The other thing I'd like to mention is we're coming into fall, obviously, with the 2014 year and where our prices are at. We do think there's going to be revenue losses. So you not necessarily have to have a production loss this fall in order to collect on your crop insurance in 2014. As we're appearing, we'll be tracking those prices the month of October. So make sure you talk to your agent. We got Farm Credit Service America's got trigger charts, so we could actually tell you exactly where your yield would have to be with a certain price while you have a loss. So keep that in mind. If that may come about, talk to your crop insurance agent.